T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to ESPN Upstate. My name is Tyler Butler. I hope you know that by now. We are sitting here with the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame with Mike Foster and also LaVon Kirkland. Von, let's go ahead and get into you, my man. You were recently inducted into the Clemson Ring of Honor.
Yes.
How was that moment?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, I was surprised when Tim Beret called me on some random Tuesday and told me that I made the Ring of Honor. It was something that was unexpected, but amazing at the same time, because you get to put your name on the stadium. And what is the cool thing about it is the Kirkland name is going to be on that stadium forever. And I think about my parents and the sacrifices that they made for us, my support with my brothers and sisters, and, you know, Keisha, my former wife, gets to see that all the time. And then there's a legacy behind it too, because my son and my daughter actually get to see that name on one of the best stadiums of all time. So for me, it was wonderful. But I look back from where I came from, you know, just a kid from Lamar that just really dreamed big and not even really thinking that that was going to happen, but for it to happen, it says a lot, and I'm really just overwhelmed with joy.
Yeah, and it looked such like an awesome moment. I saw you guys posted on the Facebook page, and I remember watching it that way. I'm like, man, that's incredible, especially as an athlete, to have your name up on the stadium. Right. Not everybody can say that.
No. I got my number at my high school stadium. No. It's not my name, but it's my number up there. But to put it in Death Valley, it was quite the experience.
Yeah, now, I'm sure you watched the national championship.
Yes.
What was your thoughts about Trevor Lawrence's performance?
I thought it was subpar, to be honest with you. It wasn't his best. It definitely wasn't what it was last year. But I think, you know, Clemson got in trouble, I think, when they tried to play the same game as LSU. Mm-hmm. I think they had an opportunity when they're only down in the third quarter by 3 points. I thought they could have changed the situation around. I think they could have run. I thought they should have run their best player, ETN.
ETN, yeah.
I thought that would solve a few things. I think that would keep LSU off the field. And I think that would maybe warn the LSU defense down and give Trevor really an opportunity to come back to kind of settle down a little bit. Sometimes we make the game a little bit I think that we kind of panic when we didn't really have to panic. And that's just my opinion.
Guys, and speaking of ETN, he made, of course, the big decision that he decided to come at school. But he received a lot of criticism for that, just for a lot of people upset because, of course, they're thinking of the money aspect. And he could be leaving millions of dollars on the field by not going to the draft. As a former athlete, mm-hmm. knowing Travis, and you've met Travis, Mike.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're big on – they have priorities. Education is top of their list from just the one time that I spoke with.
Right.
What do you think, and what do you say to the folks who's, you know, upset that he decided to put education before finance?
Well, I think it's, as a player, it's the individual choice that you have to make for yourself. You can have different opinions about what you should do, but I think as a player, you have to feel right about the decision. I had that same decision to make when I was a junior, leaving out that I had the opportunity to leave early. This was before it was really popular to leave early. I had an opportunity where I could have left early. And honestly, I probably would have got drafted a little bit higher than I did when I did leave. But I didn't want to go. I wasn't ready to go. Physically, football-wise, probably. But mentally, I didn't think I was ready to go. I didn't want to go. So I declined, and I didn't leave. And sometimes some guys feel that way. You know, they want to stay on for their senior year. They want to graduate on time. That's important. And if that's important for you, I think it's the right decision. For Clemson fans, they're probably loving it because you get to have that kind of weapon back next year. But I think it's always up to the kid. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of times leaving early seems like a status, seems like a symbol. It seems like, oh, you're really good if you leave early. And you see a lot of guys who leave early, but they don't get drafted until like the seventh or sixth round. And you're like, wow, it was maybe not the best idea. So I think it's always up to the individual. I think the one criteria is, are you ready to go? Are you ready to leave college? I guess he's not. So he's going to stay in, and that's the best choice for him, and that's the way I feel about it.
And you guys just recently started a podcast, which is one of the things I'm always fascinated in. So far, and this is a question for you both, what's been your most favorite episode so far?
That's a tough one because we've talked to some amazing guys. I mean, doing the podcast at Danny Ford's Hemp Farm.
That was fun.
That's next level right there. That's a little bit next level. That was pretty interesting. Getting to actually learn a little bit about the hemp business from Coach Ford was a crazy experience and probably Coach Weish.
I think Coach Weish was my favorite one.
The stories that he talked about in that podcast was amazing, and of course he passed away a couple of weeks ago. And to rewatch that and listen to his stories, it's pretty incredible.
Absolutely,
and he was a in studio guest too, so we got to really feel his energy a little bit more. And when he describes the catch and how they actually prepared for that, because it seemed like an impromptu play. When you see Joe Montana rolling out, it just seems like it's going to throw it out of bounds. But they really actually practiced that play, which was incredible.
Wow.
And he was that close to Bill Walsh, the genius Bill Walsh. And, to interact with a guy that was that close to Bill Walsh, you can't get any better than that.
If you hadn't heard that whole story, you need to check that out. Inside Blitz with LaVon Kirkland, episode 10 with Sam Weish. He talks about that, plus a few other stories that you might recognize as well. But that's an incredible story. And I probably ranks up there as one of our favorite episodes.
I think so.
Yeah, it wasn't. And I love the one, the coach from South Carolina State.
Willie Jeffries.
Willie Jeffries is awesome.
Now that was informative because, man, you learned so much about, who he was and how important role that he played as far as coaches are concerned. And you look at South Carolina State and all the Hall of Famers they had there, more than any other school in South Carolina, him being the first black Division I coach, too, was probably something that a lot of people did not know. And the reason why I was so familiar with Coach Jeffries because of my brothers and sisters going to South Carolina State. And they used to have the yearbooks, and I used to like thumb through and see him in the yearbooks and then, meet him later on. So he was an amazing interview, I thought, also.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. One of the things I like about you guys' organization is the award that you give out. To the best college player in the country.
Yep.
And one of them happened to be Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, of course, Mason Rudolph, unfortunately, has become famous for the incident with the Miles Garrett.
Right.
When you guys getting to know these athletes and then you see a situation like that happen, what are your initially thought? Because you personally know the athlete.
To me, it was out of character for Mason. I think there was a lot of frustrations in that game that he was dealing with. And I think that at the end, that last little Miles Garrett hit took him over the edge. And then he may have said some things he shouldn't have said and did some things he shouldn't have done. And Miles Garrett reacted. And that's but if you know Mason, you know his family, you would say that would be out of character for him. And I think that in a word, if you had a chance to talk with Mason again now, I think he would also say, it's like, emotions ran high, and maybe I shouldn't have done some of the things that I did, but I wanted to make sure that I was standing up for my teammates and being tough, and he may have gotten the brunt of it.
You know, I would say this. I would say that we're all human beings at the end of the day. That's what I got out of that, that no matter how many awards you win, no matter how many times that everybody is putting you on the pedestal and saying how great you are, you're human. And football is such a game where, you know, you're talking about being physical, being mental, but it's also emotional too. You put your all into the game, and sometimes you're just not as emotionally intelligent as you need to be. I mean, some guy hits you, or I got hit in my back a couple of times, and that was always my trigger. If you hit me in my back, we're going to fight. I'm telling you right now, we're going to fight. There's some things, you know, that just puts you over the edge, and that just shows you that that not only happens on the football field, but that happens in society. And you would like to be your very best in all situations, but a lot of times you're not. So hopefully what this does is gives him a chance to reflect on that and to come back next year even better.
Yeah, now, one of the main topics we've been talking about today is, unfortunately, Antonio Brown.
We were talking about that today in the car.
Yeah, on the way here.
Yep. A lot of people are trying to correlate this with Aaron Hernandez and CTE. I don't know how many athletes or former teammates you've had that had CTE. Do you think that was a factor, or do you think this is just brutally honest stupidity?
Wow. My theory is, honestly, I think after that that Burfict, what's the guy's name?
Vontaze
Burfict.
I think some things happened. I think there is something there. I don't think it's just being just outrageous, clownish athlete. I think there's something there. I think as I look at him, I feel for him because, you know, I think we've all been in situations where we're frustrated or we're just depressed or whatever. And I feel that there's a lot of things that's built up over time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, it's being acted out. And I think it's really a cry for help as I look at it. It may not be. It may just be him being silly and ridiculous. And I know when you say, man, you just blew $30 million, but I think sometimes when you're thinking about the mental aspect of it all, and for an athlete to be on one level for a long time and now he's kind of nosediving, I think that's incredibly tough.
Right.
So, you know, I know people want to point fingers and say, man, look at this guy, he's really blowing it. But I think there's maybe a little something to it. I wouldn't say it's CTE. I don't know that, you know, but I think there is some issues that are going on that may have been going on for so long that now the pipes are bursting and water is everywhere.
What are your thoughts about Antonio?
From what I understand, of course, I don't know Antonio Brown, but from what I've seen, he's had some character issues in the past, even coming out of college. And I think that Pittsburgh, in some ways, the way their culture is, maybe helped manage some of that. Now you saw it near the end. Things were starting to come out about Antonio. But I agree with LeVon. You know, after a little bit, it might have built up for him, you know, getting hit in the head by Vontaze Burfict may have had something to do with that. But, you know, it's kind of like a superhero. If you get powers and you're a good guy, usually it's going to make your goodness better. If you're a bad guy and you get superpowers, that power tends to make your evil come out a little bit more. And so, you know, with the way that he's played over the years and his attitudes, and of course you give a guy who's maybe immature a bunch of money that he doesn't know what to do with, kind of changes, it kind of makes that even more of an impact when you're going through the kind of things that he's gone through over the last couple of years, as far as being cut, being traded, you know, those type things. And then these off the field issues that he's had, it's a culmination of a lot of things, I think. And I wouldn't be so quick to say CTE. I'm not saying that it's not a factor, but you do have the ability to make decisions, and we've seen the mental and the depression side of things impact athletes, and how serious that can be for an athlete. I would be surprised if that played a large part in the things that Antonio is dealing with. I think he needs help. Bottom line, he just needs help, and he needs to be able to listen to it.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of, you know, I take my hats off to what you guys' organization are doing with athletes. You're helping them see pretty much the next phase after football.
That's right.
And you have a lot of athletes, and even with the interviewer we had on earlier, you have a lot of athletes that doesn't look at life past whatever sports that they're playing in. And that can be a real struggle. What are some of the things that you guys have in place for these athletes to get them to their next level with, like, life after football?
Go ahead, LaVon.
Like we said before, you know, we are educating, empowering, encouraging. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get that at a very young age where we can help these guys develop character, academics, and career. Football, you can say what you want to, is probably one of the best teachers of life. It teaches you a whole lot of things. And one of the great things, it teaches you a lot of soft skills, communication, developing goals, things of that nature. I think what you're talking about is guys who are there solely looking at the NFL as the end-all to their lives. You know, that's their goal. That's what they see. But a lot of times there's a whole lot more after you finish playing in the NFL. We're trying to show people how football can make a difference, and that's a positive difference. You know, a lot of guys and a lot of people who haven't played on a college level or a pro level have gotten a lot of good things from football, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the best of football and the best of these young men so they can go forward, and they don't have to, you know, football could just be maybe a stepping stone into their next life. That's what we're trying to develop. We're not trying to create a bunch of NFL superstars, because the stats show you that it's only 1% that make it into the NFL. We want to make sure that we are a network and a support system for our student athletes going forward.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. And when we come back, we got more with Mike Foster and LaVon Kirkland with the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. You're listening to ESPN Upstate with Tyler Butler.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to ESPN Upstate. As always, you can get in with us at 844-477-3776 or text to 71307 using the keyword ESPN. And Mike, before we get you guys up out of here, which is a couple more minutes, can you let everybody know what you guys got coming up with South Carolina Football Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. Have a lot of stuff going on right now. Of course, we talked about our programming, and one ways that people can get involved and help support our program is become a supporting member of the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. Go to scfootballhof.org and become a supporting member of the Hall of Fame. That will allow us to continue with growing our programming and helping these students that LeVon was talking about. And also, you get voting rights as well. So, like class of 2020 is going on right. Voting is going on right now. Finalist vote ends January 31st. So next Friday, week from today, that vote ends, and then we'll be able to look at our new class of 2020. And we've talked a little bit about South Carolina football and the impact it's had around the nation. And the same here for this class as well. I encourage everyone to go check out that ballot. There's 18 names on there for this finalist list, and I think you'll be impressed with the names on that list and the stories that are behind those names. So I'd encourage you guys to get involved with that and help support our programs as well. We're a 501c3 nonprofit here in Greenville that are trying to make an impact in South Carolina. And but definitely do that. You've been to our ceremony and been awesome. Able to see the kind of people that come and the people you're able to interact with. It's always nice to hear other people say it because, of course, we're biased because we put it on. But it's really incredible, and I think you get a feel for that even on our podcast Inside Blitz with LeVon Kirkland, which we hope to be putting out new episodes come this week, this upcoming week as well. And stay tuned to South Carolina Football Hall of Fame news at SCFootballHOF on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook. We're going to be announcing a new award, statewide award, come next week. We're going to be announcing a new award that will be given out April 2nd at our new ceremony at the Hilton Greenville. And we're excited about that because it could really be a game changer for what our organization is doing and what it's about.
I like it. And as a Michigan grad, I have to ask you about Tom Brady. What do you think the Patriots should do with him?
You know, I think they should keep Tom. The grass isn't always greener on the other side, and as long as Belichick and Brady is there, I mean, Brady did regress a little bit this year on certain things, but also look at the weapons that he had, or the lack thereof.
Yeah, none.
If he had the same weapons that Mahomes was working with, I think we'd be talking about a different story today. But he doesn't, and that team is sorely lacking in high end talent. They could have really used a Deebo Samuel. I think you're seeing that from the 49ers now, and you might see it in the Super Bowl, the kind of impact that a guy like Deebo Samuel makes. Of course, South Carolina kid. I think Tom should stay. I like to see those legends stay with their team. I like that. I don't know what it's going to mean for Tom if he goes to like the Chargers or something like that.
It's going to look weird.
It's going to look
like
really
Montana
weird.
Like Montana in Kansas City.
Can you see Tom in powder blues?
No, I really can't. But I can see his wife in Los Angeles.
There's no doubt. And he's a California kid, yeah, so he's going home.
Which is something they're going to think about. Guess Hall of Fame question for the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. Eli Manning just recently retired today.
We talked about this
and
earlier,
that
too.
Is the million-dollar debate right now.
Right.
Is Eli Manning a Football Hall of Famer?
Go ahead, LeVon.
I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I think if you look at it on paper, you probably give it some credit or some it's legit that he should probably be a Hall of Famer. But if you look at the eye test, if you really just look at him on television, a lot of times you would say, no way. And especially these last few years, you're like, no. But on the flip side of it, he did historically have probably the two best Super Bowl games from a quarterback position that anybody could ever have. He's a quarterback, which is a plus for him. Mm-hmm. Being a quarterback, you're probably going to get more – you're probably going to have a better opportunity to be in the Hall of Fame. His last name doesn't hurt him at all. You know, that's just like a rich kid getting $1 million and living a great life and doing the right things. So that doesn't hurt at all either. So – and also he was in the New York market, which – if it's positive, it can help your career in a lot of ways. So I think in a lot of ways, yes, but in a lot of ways, you look at him, you watch him on TV, and you watch his game. It's really nothing that special about him. I mean, he didn't really tear it up until he got to the playoffs and had, like, an incredible run. So yeah. I think those combination of things is probably going to put him in the Hall of Fame. And a lot of people saying, well, he may not – well, is he going to be a first ballot? I think he will be a first ballot. And the reason why I think he'd be a first ballot, not so much about his playing ability or his career. Man, you know how pumped they're going – how much they're going to pub that thing when he gets that 5-year. They're going to talk about Eli Manning the whole time, which is going to probably convince some voters that, yeah, maybe he is a first-round ballot guy. So I think the combination of all those things are going to – get him in there.
Yeah, and you're probably absolutely right. I always felt like I don't think, just from the eye test that he is.
From the eye test, it doesn't seem that way.
But I know he's going to get in.
Oh, yeah, it's no question he's going to get in.
The eye test and the paper look are totally different.
And yeah. then they're also suggesting he's going to get in there. You look at anybody who, any talk show, ESPN, whoever, they're talking about him getting into the Hall of Fame. Exactly. And that is big. That helps when a former player, like I give you Rod Woodson, for example. Rod Woodson, his induction speech said, you know who else should be in the Hall of Fame? Dick LeBeau. And people start, you know what? Maybe Dick LeBeau deserved to be in there. And everybody knows as a coach, yeah, he deserves to be in there, but you take a little closer look. So everybody on TV is telling you right now, that Manning deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. So with that influence and all the other things that mix in with, I think he's going to be first ballot just because of that.
Yeah, and one last Hall of Fame type question. I don't know if you guys saw Drew Pearson and his reaction to not getting in the Hall of Fame. What was your thoughts about how all that unfolded?
Oh, I didn't know. What was his reaction?
He was pretty upset.
Oh, yeah, probably because he thinks that he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was pretty down and out. And, of course, you have a lot of pretty much all of Cowboy Nation saying that he should be in. Yeah. But he was just stating that he didn't like how they drug out the process.
Right.
And then at the end of the door, just saying, hey, you're not getting in this year either.
And from what I understand, he's the only wide receiver that was on his all-decade team in the NFL to not be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that you should be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm on the all-decade team,
he's
too.
He's an all-decade 90s
but it may not,
NFL player.
It may not happen, you know. It's something that I think you have to learn to deal with, you know. You have to just say, like, it's okay. If I don't, I understand who I am. And you got to have peace about it. But, man, you know, a lot of guys want to be in it. And I can understand that. And I can see how that can be disappointing, especially when you think that, you know, you generally deserve to be there. And I think Drew Pearson definitely should be in the Hall of Fame at some point in time. But, man, this process is – it can be ugly for some players, you know. Really can be.
And, Mike, if you can let the people know where they can reach you guys at and – get
absolutely
in contact with the company.
Website scfootballhof.org, and then on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at SC Football HOF, and we try and stay active on there and all of our recent news, as well as some throwbacks and just some news about South Carolina football and the impact that it's making here in this state as well as nationwide. I think we do a pretty good job. We can improve some more, but we'd love for everyone to get with us. And if you're a business and you want to get involved with the Hall of Fame as well on the marketing side, we'd love for you guys to do that as well. Contact me at foster@scfootballhof.org or kirkland@scfootballhof.org, and we'll be able to help you.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me. As always, we appreciate it. And also, you can catch the podcast on www.mysportsculture.com.
There you go.
All right.
Appreciate it, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler, so much. We appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate it. Well, after the break, Diesel found some very good information on Boise State that we're going to share with you guys. Just want to know what your thoughts would be. Coming up next here on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the final 30 minutes of this show, man. It went by quickly.
Doesn't it, though? Man, it's a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
You don't realize it's done.
The whole time, I'm like, man, 3 hours. This is going to be interesting. It went by so fast. But you know what they say, you know, time flies when you're having fun. Just wanted to thank everyone who joined us today. Troy Pride. Also, I forgot her name. That sucks.
Santia.
The $2 million lady, and also the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame for joining us today. Thank you guys for making this day memorable.
What's interesting about her league, Santia Dex League, is this league's got enough money that they're paying upstart players $2 million a year.
Where did it come
from? I don't know that everybody, I'm sure everybody's not getting that kind of deal, but still, they got money to throw $2 million at somebody to play professional football.
Yeah, that league, they're folded, man. They might need to figure out what this lady is doing
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, bring her into the Alliance of American Football. Could have saved them.
I'm curious to see what the XFL is going to do. They're talking a good game. Like, this is going to be very legit. But it's Vince McMahon. He has a short fuse, man.
My fear is that Vince is going to do the same thing that he did last time with the XFL. Is he's going to see it, maybe not giving him the return that he wants as quickly as possible, and then he's going to try to just get silly with it. And try to get gimmicky with it to try to get as many people, as many eyeballs on it as he can. And then it destroys your product. But the question is, like, there's such a fine line between being gimmicky enough that it's entertaining and being so gimmicky that it's dumb.
Exactly.
And that's a fine line.
And that was Santia Deck. I apologize. Got a short-term memory. But you actually found some information on Boise State.
Yeah.
It was pretty fascinating.
Boise State, obviously the most high-profile member of the Mountain West Conference, is now suing the Mountain West Conference for breach of contract in a local district court over the league's new television deal with Fox Sports and CBS. Now, if you remember, Boise State was temporarily on their way to the Big East before the Big East folded, and then they came back to the Mountain West, and part of their deal with the Mountain West at the time was that they would receive an extra share of the television revenue, which came out to about $1.8 million a year. That was, I don't know what year that was in, 8, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, either way, that deal has expired, and the Mountain West signed a new TV deal with Fox and CBS, which is not a bad deal. They went from making about $1 million a year to about $4 million a year per school. And for some reason, Boise State, even though they're still increasing their money, are upset that they're not getting the same sort of sweetheart deal out of this new contract. Now, they do have some legal legs to stand on. There were some terms in the original contract that they signed under the old television contract with the Mountain West that essentially this deal cannot be altered or canceled for any reason. We all know that contracts are written to be changed or amended or canceled in the future, but Boise State is trying to burn down the house that they live in, and that's not really a smart decision, because what are they going to do? Go independent? Are they going to be BYU 2.0 out there?
Yeah, that's the thing, and that type of school, I think you would lose more money going independent. You would just stand where you're at, because how much revenue do you think Boise is really bringing in?
Well, strictly from their television revenue, they were pulling in just under $4 million prior with their double share of the television revenue, plus whatever revenues they're making on top of that, which I'm sure are considerable, because Boise State is by far the biggest brand in the Mountain West.
Yeah, so this is pretty much a situation where they're just going to have to swallow their pride and roll with the punches.
Yeah, it seems like a whole lot of posturing, both sides saying, well, we're going to leave if you don't give us this cut. Well, okay, go ahead and go. We don't need you. Well, the Mountain West does need Boise State. They need Boise State bad because they are, in most of the rankings, like the Sagarin rankings, they are right behind the American Athletic as far as quality of Group of Five conferences. They're right there on that edge. They are 1-2 in the Group of Five, and then it's a pretty big drop-off to Sunbelt Conference USA and the MAC. So they certainly need Boise State, and Boise State needs a conference because they don't want to go independent.
No, they
don't want to have to negotiate all this stuff themselves.
There's not too many schools that's really Notre Dame, maybe the only school that's excelling at that right now.
Yeah, I'm sure BYU's doing okay, but that's BYU also gets that religious affiliation where they're probably not paying any taxes on any of the money that they're taking in.
Oh, they pulled the Kanye West.
Liberty is doing the same thing. Liberty makes ungodly amounts of money because they're a huge online degree program. And so they make a ton of money off of that, and they are tax exempt. But here's a quote from the university. Boise State's decision to join the conference was predicated on a number of negotiated provisions, including the right to separately negotiate material terms of media rights relating to their home games. So for their home games, they can negotiate on top of the terms that they already had. Let's see. This is stated in our conference agreement and cannot be changed by any vote of the membership or conflicting agreement. We will not support any change to this provision and are in the process of weighing our options to move forward. Hmm. So it seems like they're posturing towards, well, we'll just break free and go independent.
I'm curious to see if they actually.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
I don't know if I take them too seriously.
Group of Fives don't go independent unless you have that tax-exempt religious institution status. Just don't do it.
Yeah, I can't see that happening. Boise going independent, you're going to lose out more money, and that's really ultimately the name of the game to make money, correct?
That's it. They're walking away from $4 million a year because they're not getting an extra cut. Even though $4 million is more than what they were making prior with their own sweetheart deal.
The powers that be, they're going to come together about this, and they'll be standing pack. I really don't see why that was going to be the case. But we have some, as always, I mean, I am an NBA guy, so I wanted to talk about a couple of more NBA rumors that I have coming up. One thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about, to be on the lookout, is the Golden State Warriors. Golden State, they're not going to roll over too much. And, you know, we talked earlier about coaching, and I look at coaching as what do you do when you don't have your elite talent? So you're seeing what Steve Kerr is doing currently without his players. I would thought Golden State would have been able to stay afloat, but obviously not. But what I'm hearing is they are going all in on Giannis Antetokounmpo this offseason. They tried to contact the Minnesota Timberwolves and get Karl Anthony Towns, but the owner of the Timberwolves has already stated that they are not trading Towns. So this offseason, and you know how players get along with other players, Giannis and Steph Curry are best friends. Look for the Golden State Warriors to go all in after the Greek Freak. And if they get that, then they're right back where they left off. Well, we have a call on the line. It is Roderick. Roderick, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Todd, man? This is Uncle Rod.
Yeah, count your voice. What's up, man?
I just wanted to call in, man, and just say how much I'm proud of you, man. You know, and I appreciate what you're doing, you know, for the upstate. And, I listen to your podcast. I follow that. And, you know what you're talking about. And basically just keep doing what you're doing. But my question is, what do you think about the Lakers' chances of winning it all?
Lakers. I knew that was coming up. And thank you, Uncle Rod, for the call. You know, I beginning of the season, I didn't think they was going to get past the Clippers. But now it's this story going around that the Clippers are having some internal beef. A lot of the players, they're not liking the way that Kawhi and Paul George get the star-like treatment, getting all these days off, pretty much running amok over there in L.A., but you should have known because that was part of the contract negotiation. With that being said, that could be a chemistry issue. And if that continues to add up, I like the Lakers coming out of the Western Conference. I don't really see any other teams as a threat. Maybe Houston, but there's something about LeBron, man, when he gets just a smidgen of help. And right now, the way that they're playing, they look like the best team in the Western Conference. But I think it's going to come down to them and the Clippers to come out of the Western Conference. East is wide open. Who knows what's going to happen? I would be on the lookout for the trade deadline. The Clippers may look to bolster up their talent. And if they pull off another superstar like a Andre Drummond, which is within the rumors that they're trying to get more help with the center position, that could probably top them over beating the L.A. Lakers in a seven-game series. But I'm going to say as of right now, with all this drama going on in Clipperland, I like the Lakers coming out of the Western Conference. And thank you, Rod, for the call. This has been great, but we're going to be wrapping things up coming up after the break. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Tyler Butler here with ESPN Upstate. Be back in a moment. Welcome to the final segment. I cannot believe this day is already over. Man, 3 hours.
It's quick, isn't it?
Very quick. And this is the last one. Thank you, guys. Any and everybody who listen in and call in and text in, I really appreciate it. This is just the end of everything off. It's been a dream come true. Anybody who know me know, they know how passionate I am about sports. I'm all NBA, NFL, college, you name it. I love sports. I got an opportunity to intern for this company with the great Mark Sturgis. I will forever be grateful for that. Josh Phillips would always give me opportunities to come on, co-host with him. That's always a great time because we're going to argue 1,000% of the time.
You know he just picks fights with you, right?
Yeah, I do. I love it, though.
He asks you, what do you think? And then he's like, I'm going to pick a fight with this guy.
Yeah, I love it. I love Coach, man. I know we're going to argue about something, especially if it has to do with Steph Curry. I remember when I started my sports company.
I feel like it should say Stephanie Curry just on his behalf.
Yeah.
Just one time.
Stephanie Curry. just for Coach. And even when I was starting up the company, it was you, Diesel, who pretty much gave me the blueprint of how to tackle it and go after it. I want to say it was after the Super Bowl or before the Super Bowl, I came on your show that was on the planet.
Yeah.
And I was just telling you about these ideas that I have starting sports and culture, sports media. And literally, you gave me the blueprint on what to do, how to go after it, and I took it and ran with it.
Well, so many times, and I'm sure there's people out there listening who are maybe interested in doing something similar, starting a YouTube channel, you know, trying to build some sort of following on Instagram. The hardest part is getting over that voice in your head that says, nobody's going to be interested.
Right.
Because if you're doing something interesting, people will find you interesting and they will follow you and they will find you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the biggest thing is getting over that initial hurdle.
Yeah, you got to, most of the time, you're your biggest critic.
Absolutely.
I doubted pretty much everything. Nobody would listen. Now the podcast is doing over 4,000 views per episode on Facebook Live.
Outstanding.
Enough of the BS podcast. Shameless plug. I don't care. it's coming along, man. But I have to thank my ESPN Upstate family because you guys are the one that provided a spark. And today was just the icing on the cake. Never in a million years would I thought I'd be able to host my own show. So I just wanted to thank everybody up here from Mark Hendricks down for giving me this opportunity today. All the listeners, all the texters, the Enough of the BS podcast fans that's been blowing me up on Facebook. Thank you guys. Today was a dream come true, and hopefully this is not the final one. This will be the first of many. Deez, you got anything to you want to end the show off with? I know we just got a...
Well, we are about 2 minutes away from giving away some money.
Oh.
So if you guys want to stick around, I'm going to make you wait. I'm going to make you wait about 90 more seconds for you to give that keyword.
Yeah, that's the best teaser. And, you know, if I can end anything for today, if you guys have a passion and a dream, pursue it.
Yep.
Don't wait. If it's in your mind, write it down, figure out a way how to pursue it.
Yep. And understand everybody wants to be a big sensation overnight. It doesn't happen that way.
Yes.
You got to build. You got to start from scratch, and you got to build it up slowly, and eventually something is gonna spark, and it's going to take off. And then it's going to take off faster than you ever expected it to.
Exactly. You're going to get rejected, but that's fine. Take those rejections, figure out what you did wrong, and perfect them. I can't say that I've perfected my craft, but I've came a long way from where I started, and I still got a long way to go. But the point is, I'm going, and that's what you guys should do. If you can go walk away with anything other than if you have to drop off some furniture, just don't go to ABI. That's what I'm going to leave you guys with today.
Yeah, if you see the Brown family on your drop-off list as a moving company,
yeah,
don't go there.
Yeah, no, don't go there.
The point is we're all just trying to pay the rent.
That's
you
it.
Know?
Everybody has a job to do.
Trying to pay the rent, and that is the key word. How's that for a segue?
Ah.
Rent is the key word for the 3 p.m. hour. Text the word rent to 72881. You can win $1,000 cash in ESPN Upstate's free cash stash contest.
All right, and thank you guys for listening. Coming up next is Offside with Mark Ryan. This has been Tyler Butler and ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!